William Shakespeare probably didn't have this in mind when he imagined his plays being performed.
Hamlet has returned to Denmark, much to the surprise of Claudius, and that Ophelia has drowned herself in a river.
On a cold and dreary evening in southeast Alaska, library patrons gather to read Shakespeare's Hamlet. The catch? They aren't in the same room.
Claudius now plots with Laertes to kill Hamlet upon his return to Elsinore.
If it sounds like Craig librarian Amy Marshall is on a Skype-like connection, that's because she is. Marshall was physically in Craig, but joined online by people at the Haynes and Kenai libraries using the Online with Libraries program called OWL for short. OWL connects more than 100 public libraries in Alaska and is used for a variety of programs. People from Nome to St. Paul and Ketchikan can join a clean energy presentation being hosted in Fairbanks. A seminar at the Smithsonian can be simultaneously beamed to any library that wants to join. The recent Shakespeare series was a little different. This event epitomized the program by taking full advantage of the interactivity OWL offers, allowing library patrons across the state to be online and interactive together. Haynes Library aide Jedediah Blum-Evitz helped coordinate the Haynes group for the Reader's Theater.
I mean, it's super interactive. Usually we've been doing like some form of presentation where so-and-so teaches everybody else such and such, and then there's questions and answer period afterwards. But this is like, all right, so we're going to start and everybody's going to be talking and we're going to go back and forth the whole time. And it's just super fun. It's like almost like playing games with other people. Then you can reach out and community to community do it together rather than them teaching us about stuff.
Using OWL for a Reader's Theater event is sort of like Skyping with participants in Craig and Kenai. Except without that occasional annoying delay or garbled speech, you can get with a less than ideal internet connection in many parts of rural Alaska. That's because the OWL program uses its own internet connection, as Haynes Library Director Patty Brown explains.
Basically, yeah, what they're looking at is a very large TV screen. That's what people will assume that it's, but that is connected to one line on the internet, so we have what we would say is uninterrupted speed, so we're able to connect with libraries anywhere, actually.
During the reading of Hamlet and the next week, A Winter's Tale, the participants from Craig and Kenai were projected on the 60-inch screen in Haynes. Blum-Evitz put the script on another nearby screen and moved the camera around so the other libraries could see all the Haynes participants. And the dramatic or comedic interpretation of Shakespeare's prose came across clear.
Verily, one of them shall be.
Your guest, then, madam, to be your prisoner should impart offending, which is for me less easy to commit than to punish.
While the Reader's Theater is one of the more interactive uses of OWL, Brown says the Haynes Library has taken part in several programs, like an Anchorage Symphony Orchestra lunch program, and other libraries have joined to take part in annual culture days at the Haynes Library. Once, Brown said, the Homer Library wanted to host a talk with Haynes author Heather Lundy. Instead of trying to get Lundy to travel by ferry and plane all the way to Homer, usually a 2 or 3 day trip, she drove 5 minutes from her Haynes home, sat in front of the OWL camera and screen, and had an interactive chat with patrons in Homer. Funding for the OWL program comes from the U.S. State Department, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Rasmussen Foundation, and the Alaska State Library. The dedicated internet connection is provided through a statewide network just for the libraries, which makes it more affordable. Brown says the program has limitless possibilities for what it can offer patrons and residents now.
We are able to offer things that we absolutely did not have the resources for before. So, it's just exciting. And the more that people realize that we have the equipment and they're able to do things, I hope it just gets used more and more.
As for the Reader's Theater, OWL provided a connection for small-town Shakespeare lovers that helped ward off the winter blues.
It is in mine authority to command the keys of all the posterns. Please, Your Highness, to take the urgent hour. Come, sir, away.
Oh, that was quite a scene. Well done.
Reporting in Haynes, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.